Duncan, anything psychological that you'd like to throw into the mix?
So many, it's hard to know which one to choose. So the classic one is you only use 10% of your brain. You use all of your brain. And actually, even the death of cells in relatively restricted parts of the brain can result in quite profound cognitive problems. There are loads. There's like the left hemisphere of your brain is for logic and the right hemisphere is for creativity. That's nonsense. Sometimes people say to me, oh, well, some people's brains are predisposed to learn in different ways. So we have kinesthetic learners and auditory learners. And that, I'm afraid, also is nonsense.
Dan, you're nodding. Is that yes, because you are one or because you think this is rubbish?
As a lecturer, we're told that a lot. So we have to obviously account for all different types of learners. And that's one of the things I learned in my PG cert that I did quite recently. And there's four different types of learners.
You've
apparently
just demolished all of
I'm
her
afraid
learning.
To say that.
Well, I do tend to use a lot of visual and, you know, and written and all different things anyway. So it's, I think it's okay.
So in that sense, it's great. So what we do know is that if you deliver materials from different perspectives and in different ways, then the learning will be more durable.
Yeah.
We've known that for a long time. That's kind of classic cognitive psychology. But what this is suggesting is something rather different, which is that people, and often children, are predisposed to learn in specific ways and will learn best when information is delivered in their preferred style. And that is not true. And actually, you can demonstrate with the data that children are no better or worse in their preferred style. And potentially, in my experience, actually can be quite damaging. Like if you say to a child, well, you're a kinesthetic learner. Well, then when the lesson is delivered in a different way, they start to think, well, what's the point of me paying attention?
Yeah.
This is not in my preferred style. It's a waste of my time.
It's an excuse to go to sleep in my lectures.
Oh, no one would do that, surely, Danny, I'm sure.